Hello, listeners, and welcome to Sandman Stories Presents. Today's story is called The Real Mother, and it comes from the Shimla Village Tales, retold by Alice Drakhat. There are some Sanskrit words that I will explain. A fakir is a wise man. A raja is a king or a prince. A rani is a queen or a princess. And a dai is a nursemaid. The story is about a raja who wishes to have children, and the jealousy that it creates in the royal court between the 6 rich wives and the 1 poor one. Who can be the real mother? Okay, let's begin. The Real Mother. There once was a raja who had 7 wives. 6 of these were rich and dwelt in his palace, but the 7th was poor and lived apart in a little mud hut by herself. The raja had 1 great sorrow, and that was that he had no children. One day he went out to shikar, or hunt, and saw an old fakir lying fast asleep. He did not know that the fakir had been asleep for 12 years, so he pressed his hands and feet, and the old man awoke. Seeing the raja sitting beside him, he thought he had been attending him for 12 years, so he said, "What is your wish, my son?" And the raja said, "I have no children. I want neither riches nor honor, but a son." Then the old fakir gave him his staff and said, "Go to yonder mango tree and hit it twice. Bring away any fruit which may fall to me." The first time the raja hit the tree, only 6 mangoes fell, and the next time, only 1. These he carefully carried to the old fakir, who told him to take them home and give each one to the ranis, and they would each have a son. So the raja returned to his palace and gave them to his 6 ranis, but quite forgot the poor rani who lived apart by herself. The 6 ranis did not believe what the old man said, so they just tasted the fruit and then threw it away. But when the poor rani heard what had happened, she told her servant to go and look in the drain for any mangoes the others had thrown away and bring them to her. So the servant brought them, and she carefully ate every one. 3 months afterwards, she sent for an old nurse, or dai, who told her that she would soon be a mother. The raja was passing by when he saw the old nurse coming out of the poor rani's hut, so he made inquiries, and, when he heard the news, there were great rejoicings in the palace. This made the other 6 ranis very angry indeed, and they called the old dai and told her that if, when the child was born, she would promise to kill it, they would give her a great reward. When the day came, the wicked old dai who was in attendance on the rani said, "Rani, I must blindfold your eyes." The rani consented, and while thus blindfolded, became the mother of 6 sons and 1 daughter. As soon as they were born, the old dai carried them outside and threw them into a hole in the potter's field, and there left them to die, while she told the rani that she had given birth to a piece of iron. The poor rani was terribly disappointed, and so was the raja, but they submitted to what they thought was the will of God. But the potter's wife found the children, and as she was childless, she carried them home and looked well after them, so that they all lived and grew. This came to the ears of the 6 ranis, and they called the old dai and said, "What is this we hear? You did not kill the children? They are alive and living in the house of the potter? But if you listen to us and go and kill them, we shall give you all the jewels that we possess." So the wicked old woman made some sweet chapatis, or hand cakes, and carried them to the well where the children used to play every day. She found them there playing with their toy horse and toy parrot, cheap toys made of clay by their foster father, the potter, and they were soon tempted to eat her sweets. No sooner had they done this, when all 7 fell down and died. The poor potter and his wife found them thus when they came to search for them some hours later, and although the woman wept, the man at once set out in search of the old fakir, and as soon as he found him, he told him what had happened. The old fakir cut his finger and drew some blood. This he gave to the potter and said, "Go quickly and sprinkle this on the children, and they will live." The potter did as he was told, and the children came to life again, and went to live with their foster parents as before. This also came to the ears of the 6 cruel ranis, and they again called the old dai and told her that she must make another attempt to kill the children. This time she had some difficulty in persuading them to eat her sweets, for they remembered what had happened before. But in the end, she succeeded and left them all lying dead on the ground as before. The poor potter was quite heartbroken and again sought the help of the old fakir. The old fakir said, "Son, I cannot raise the children to life in the same way a second time, but bring them here to me." So he brought them, and the fakir said, "Dig 7 graves, and in the center an 8th grave for me, and bury us all." This the potter did, and lo, after a time a mango tree sprouted from the grave of each brother, a beautiful rose from the grave of the sister, and a chumpa, or sweet flowering tree, from the grave of the old fakir. One day the servants of the Raja saw these trees, and, being struck with the beauty of the roses, went to gather some. But as they stretched out their hands to do so, the bow raised itself beyond their reach and said, "Brothers, may I let them gather roses?" And the brothers replied, "Ask the old fakir." So they asked him, and he said, "None but thy mother may gather roses of thee." Much impressed by what had happened, the Raja's servants went and told him all they had heard and seen, and forthwith he set out to see the trees. He too tried to gather flowers, but found he could not do so. Then he remembered the old fakir and the 7 mangoes, and sent at once for his 6 ranis to see if any of them could gather the strange roses. Each tried in turn, and the tree said as before, "Brothers, may I give the roses to my mother?" The brothers replied, "Ask the old fakir." But the answer was always the same, "These are not to gather roses. They are for thy mother alone." On this, the Raja sent for the poor neglected Rani, who, as we know, was the real mother, and as soon as she came, the rose branches spread themselves low on the ground, and she was soon covered with beautiful flowers. When this happened, the old fakir's grave opened, and he came back to life, and he brought the brothers and sisters with him. He told the whole story of the 6 Rani's cruelty and the old Dai's wickedness to the Raja, who forthwith ordered them all to be killed, and lived happily ever after in his palace with his 7 children and their mother, the once poor, neglected Rani. The end. Okay, I like that story. The killing at the end was a bit harsh, but I really liked how the children died and came back to life and died again and came back to life again, and the mango trees and the chapati and the rose tree. It was all really cool imagery. Okay, and today's podcast shout out is Legendary Africa. This show covers folk tales from around Africa which most people have not heard. The host, the Shira's beautiful mind, takes the traditional tales and reimagines them with wonderful twists and turns. She is a gifted writer, which runs in her family. Her 2 assistants, Hestia and Athena, are the most lovable helpers a person could ask for, so they get their own shout-out as well. And if you like the podcast as much as I do, go and give it a 5-star rating on Podchaser or iTunes. The listener shout-out is to Buskerud, Norway. You are 95% of my listeners from Norway. Takk og god natt. Thank you, and good night.